Greetings, football fans. This is Rita, your thrice champion in the Option Pick'em Football Challenge with D&Z. Each week, we pick the winners for every NFL regular season matchup and compete to see who comes out on top. It's free to join, and the winner gets the ultimate bragging rights and a chance to record this spot next year. Are you in? Come test your skills against me, D, Z, and the rest of the league. Visit the Fade Route socials, click Join the Option, and sign up today. Good luck, and we'll see you for week one.
Order up.
Powered by Riverside FM.
We complete our NFL division by division preview as we order up.
Order up.
The AFC East.
Or the least.
Depending on your perspective. We both need to kind of clean things up. I was 2-2 last year. D, you took the goose egg, 0-4.
Woo!
Yeah, so we
got
both.
COVID wrong?
Yeah. Apparently. But we got some work to do. We got some heavy lifting to do this season. Is there a new basement contender? We will find out as we order up the AFC East from 4-2-1. What do you got, D?
All right, so starting with number four, I've got the Miami Dolphins. I don't see, the quarterback situation really working out. They got Devin Achane, who's been really toting the ball as much as anybody in the league the last couple of years. And I think he's gonna run out of steam. I just think he can't do it. He can't do it all by himself. So I've got the Dolphins in number four. Number three, I've got COVID, New York Jets. Geno Smith is the starting quarterback. Enough said. Number two, I've got the Buffalo Bills. I just see a step back this year for the Bills. They got the new stadium. Joe Brady is now the head coach. He's also going to have to be coming up with the offensive game plan. I just think it's a lot for him to take on. And I just don't see success in his first season. And number one, I've got the New England Patriots defending the AFC champions. They went and picked up AJ Brown. You're going to think they're going to be a lot better defensively this year, too. I think they're just going to be, they're going to keep going.
Want to get your business in front of real sports fans? The Fade Route with D&Z reaches over 1,000 listeners every month. Are you ready to be part of the in crowd?
Yes!
Email us today. Hit us up at faderoutemail@gmail.com and find us on our socials at Fade Route Podcast.
We are in agreement, but let's go through it just a little bit deeper. The Dolphins, there's nothing going on there, man. There's absolutely nothing going on. Who is Malik Willis throwing the ball to? Nobody to speak of. He paid this man over $120 million to do what exactly? I'm a little confused by that. Achane's there. Okay, that's fine. Everybody knows what's coming. Jeff Hafley is a defensive coach, so maybe this defense is going to play a little bit. You got Willie Gay, you have Uche, you have Jordan Phillips, you have Chop Robinson. You've got some players, right? So maybe the defense can keep you in, but that offense is putrid. We have a new team in the running for Lupus, and it is the Miami Dolphins. Third place, I got Lupus proper. I got the Jets. So, yes, I get Geno is the starting quarterback. Cade Klubnik is the backup. they let Brady Cook go. He got claimed off waivers by the Dolphins, so that's all you need to know about that situation. Brady Cook wasn't good enough to play for this team. He's good enough to suit up for the Dolphins, much like Mr. Zach Wilson was last year. New Orleans. I think he's the backup this year. Wideouts look okay, right? You got Adonai Mitchell from the Colts last year, Garrett Wilson. They drafted Cooper Jr. Tim Patrick could be a sleeper. That's not bad if Geno Smith can deliver them the ball. Breece Hall, you got paid. Let's go. Now's the time.
Should have traded that guy.
Well, they should have traded him. They should have traded Wilson. And now here we are. They traded Quinnen Williams. Oops, wrong one. Mason Taylor's good. They drafted Sadiq out of Oregon. Tight end is gonna be pretty good. They have three decent tight ends. The line is solid, if unspectacular. There's gonna be some leaks on the left side probably, but Fashanu, Membu, Tippmann, you've got some quality on the line. Defensively, you got some players. You do. But it's another year for Aaron Glenn. Let's see if he learned anything from last year. We're going to find out. Signs point to no, but we're definitely going to find out. Second place, I got the Buffalo Bills. Turn the keys over to James Cook and let him run. Let him go. The wideouts, not a great wideout room. Tight ends are still the same. That line, still the same. That defense, still the same. That secondary is looking a little suspect now. It all boils down to scoring. They're going to have to find ways to score, because that wide receiver core just does not excite me whatsoever. But James Cook does. Brother of Dalvin. B.O.D. Brother of Dalvin. Former Jet, Dalvin Cook. Number one, by default, the reigning AFC champions, the New England Patriots. The line looks good. Campbell, Vera Tucker, Morgan Moses on the right. That's a solid, solid line. Pop Douglas, Dobbs. They brought in Dobbs from Green Bay. They brought in A.J. Brown from the Eagles. We're going to see if Ramondre Stevenson can be the guy. There were flashes last year, and then he also had some fumbling issues. Can he be consistent? That defense is going to be solid. Drake May has some... He has some doubts that need to be assuaged. Right? That playoff run wasn't doing himself any favors as he's bouncing it into the ground. Looked like a shell of himself. Now, his arm was hurt, got it cleaned up. Gotta stay healthy, and you gotta deliver the football. Because now you got a weapon in A.J. Brown, and he doesn't want to hear it. Get him the fucking ball. You're gonna get him the fucking ball. That is it, and that is all. But I think they can do it. I think this team is loaded, and they will make some noise in the AFC. Those are our picks. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast. Drop us a line on X @faderoutedNZ. It's time for us to go on the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.